Hallelujah. Come on, let's bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm shifting forward. Aggressively. Say it like you really mean it. I'm shifting forward. Aggressively. Aggressively. Hallelujah. You know, you remember the way cars used to be designed. They used to be designed with a stick shift. And that stick shift, that determines the gear that car drives in. And sometimes the manufacturers of the car have designed the cars at certain speeds. There are certain gears that you need to put that car in. If you don't put that car in the right gear at that speed, it won't function optimally. So sometimes you are going down a slope, you know, you can't drive on gear one. Hallelujah. Because then you are going to impede the free movement of that car. Hallelujah. When you are going down a slope and you are supposed to pick up speed, you can't be driving on the lowest gear. So when it's time to shift that gear, God is not going to shift that gear for you. The manufacturer will not shift the gear for you. The manufacturer designed the car already. It's now my job and your job. You shift that gear. Somebody say, it's time to shift this gear. And I'm shifting it forward. It won't be the same way it's always been. I'm shifting that gear forward. Aggressively forward. Aggressively forward. Hallelujah. This is your year of supernatural shift. You will shift forward. I say you will shift forward. The manufacturer has already created it that way. He has already designed it that way. That car is already flowing. It's already moving. Now shift that gear so it can move fast. It can move at the pace it was designed to move. Somebody say, that's me. Somebody say, that's going to be me this year. I will not be found wanting. I will not be found lacking. I will not be behind in any way. In the name of Jesus. I won't be looking at everybody moving forward and then I will be behind them trailing on gear one. No, no, no. I'm shifting that gear aggressively. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, let's start the shift with the fast. A time of fasting is not a time of suffering. Some people have it in their natural minds, in their carnal minds, that a time of fasting is a time of suffering. So because of that, they can't get the best out of it. They already believe they are suffering. This is a time to suffer. God is not asking you to suffer. This is not about suffering. This is about making yourself completely available to receive everything that God has for you. That's all this is. So you can do it with joy. Amen. In fact, if you don't do it with joy, you will not get the best out of it. Amen. So then design it for yourself in a way that gives you peace and in a way that gives you joy. Don't do this fast like somebody else is doing it. Yes, we have our prescriptions. Pastor Tino has gone through a lot of the details and all of that. But many of you are at different stages of your life. Right? Some of us can afford, in you know, every day, we just give it 24. That's it, 24/7 through the week. That's the way our lives are. We are not any better position than you are. Right? Your job, your school, your obligations may need you to design your own fast in a way that is different from ours. God is not judging you. Because you are not fasting throughout the day. What the Lord is inviting us to do is to give him our complete attention. To give him our complete focus. So that we can receive the best from this season. I don't know about you. I'm not satisfied with 2025. Thank God for 2025. But the blessings of 2025 have already past. Now this is a new day. God wants to do a new thing. And God has a new level in mind for you. Higher heights. Somebody say, I'm moving up there. Say it again. Say, I'm moving up there. I'm not satisfied. I want more. Say it again. I'm not satisfied. I want more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My alarm is going to go off by 12:45. So let's try to get a little bit of the word here. You have your confessions ready? Let's do it together. It should be on the screen. If you are online with us, you are virtual, you can take this confession with us as well. Amen. There is no distance in the spirit. Let's go together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy them. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil, in my going out and in my coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There's no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Ha, 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 ha. In this season, is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. He's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said he's giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. He's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim, he's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, from rejected to Beulah, is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to owner, from supplanter to contender, in this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible, and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones. Come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life to you, dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Take a minute. Speak life. Come on. Speak life. Speak life over your life. Speak life over your career. Speak life over your family. Speak life over your education. Speak life over your future. In the name of Jesus, we speak life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's read the last one. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Somebody say, that's the case for me this year. That is my portion this year in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, please, and be seated. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We honor you today. We give you praise, Lord. I love that paragraph. I love every paragraph here, but you know, to start off here, this is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. I'm looking for these things in 2026. Strange things. Remarkable things. Extraordinary things. Astonishing things. Unimaginable things. They are all lined up. So if they are lined up, why not take them? Yes? Why leave them on the table, right? The story and the glory of my life today and all through this year will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. God's plan for us, it's an amazing plan. The shift is forward. Say with me, the shift is forward. Say one more time, the shift is forward. If you look right there in Exodus 14, 15, the Lord said to them, while they were perplexed, standing by the Red Sea, and Moses didn't know what to do. He's a man of God, he's a servant of God. He heard from God. He knew God's plan. But at that point in time, he didn't know what to do. God had made his plan. God had designed his plan. His plan was a good plan. As his plan is a good plan for you this year. I said, as his plan is a good plan for you this year. God's plan for you is good. Say that with me with some confidence. God's plan for me is good. Say it again. God's plan for me is a good plan. Amen. But they were standing there. At this moment, they did not know what to do. Moses knew God's plan was a good plan. Moses knew what the Lord had told them. They were supposed to move out of Egypt. But he didn't reckon with the difficulty of the Red Sea. And when they got to that point, he had an answer for many other points leading up to that. But at the Red Sea, the Lord hadn't told him ahead of time, you are going to hit the Red Sea and there may be no way through the Red Sea. The Lord hadn't discussed that with him ahead of time. He knew God's plan is a good plan. I know God's plan is a good plan. Hallelujah. I know God's plan for you. God's plan for you is a good plan. God's plan for all of us is a good plan. Nobody can change that. God's plan for your family is a good plan. Nobody can change it. Nobody. It is already written. Remember what Jesus told Satan when he came to tempt him? It is written. You can't change it. The plan is a good plan. You can't change it. It's written already. It is written. Amen. This is already written. It's a good plan. Yeah, they didn't know that. They knew that. Moses knew it was a good plan. But when they got to the Red Sea, he didn't know what to do. Actually, if we read it from verse 17, let's back up a little bit. Let's read verse 17. Read it all the way to verse 14. And read it all the way to verse 17. The Lord, look at what Moses said. He said, the Lord will fight for you. You hold your peace. Hallelujah. Hold your peace is good. There are times when you need to hold your peace. There are times when you need to just be calm, be quiet, chill, and let the Lord do his work. Amen. And the Bible says, having done all, to stand. Sometimes you just need to do everything you know to do and then stand and let the Lord show up and do what he would do, what he alone can do. Some of you, there's somebody somewhere who's listening to this message today who is at a point in their lives where all you can do is just stand and hold your peace. That's it. You've done everything. You've done everything. There's nothing else to do. Now, when you get to the point where you begin to lose your peace, you get to the point where you begin to get aggravated, you get agitated, you get confused, you get troubled, you start trying to do things out of your mind, then you are outside of God's plan. But after you have done everything the Lord told you, just stand and hold your peace. Amen. There are times when we need to hold our peace. But there are other times when we need to push that gear forward. We need to shift it forward. And many of us listening to me today, many of us listening to this message today, you are at a point in your life where you haven't done everything, where you just need to stand and hold your peace. Actually, most people listening to me, and I know that not because in the natural, I know that in the spirit, most people listening to me today need to shift. Most people listening to me today need to shift. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a shift that God requires you to make. Amen. There is a change. Hallelujah. There's an adjustment. Amen. Yes, there might be one or two people listening. You've done everything you know to do. And instead of getting agitated and getting confused and getting troubled by this, just hold your peace. And the Lord will come through for you. But most people listening to this message today need to make a shift. Somebody say, I'm making a shift. Moses said to them, hold your peace. And then in verse 15, it's almost like the Lord was challenging what he said. The Lord said to Moses, why are you crying to me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Amen. Notice, God didn't say to Moses, do nothing and I will push you forward. No. God said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, tell them to go forward. Amen. Let me lay out a few things here for you by the Spirit of God. Going forward will require taking some risk. Going forward will require that you are willing to venture into the unknown. Going forward will require that you are willing to do some things that are outside of your comfort zone. For example, if you have never walked on the water, stepping into the Red Sea will require a big risk. Is a big risk. You can drown. But as long as God is with you, you will not drown.
Amen.
Many of you are at a point where you have laid a great foundation. Everything starts with foundation, by the way. Everything God does starts with foundation. But once the foundation is laid, then now you have to build the house. Many of us have laid foundation for many years. Now you have to build the house. And building the house is going to require that you step out of your comfort zone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The shift is forward. God said to Moses, tell the children of Israel to go forward. Tell them to go forward. Sometimes the first step you have to take to go forward is a shift in your mind. It's a shift in your mind. You may have to change the way your perception, the way you think about things. You may have to stop looking at yourself as so disadvantaged. I'm so helpless. Who's going to help me? No, God said you are not helpless. You and God are a majority.
Yes. Yes.
Even if all of the world seems stacked against you, you and God are a majority.
Amen.
I love the two scriptures that are quoted there in the first part of our confession. The first one is obviously from Isaiah 40. The second one is from Deuteronomy 33. Both of those scriptures are also in all the fine print of the scriptures down there below the confessions. Let's read the first one from Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 25. You are not helpless. The Lord is with you.
Amen.
The Lord will help you.
Amen.
No matter what you're experiencing in your life, you are not alone. You have no reason to be afraid. You have no reason to be concerned. You are not helpless. First from the confession, he says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not faint and he is not weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. So regardless of where you are, regardless of what your natural incapabilities may be, God gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. You may not have all that is required, all the capital needed. You may not have all the connections needed. You may not have all the education needed. You may not have all the family background needed, but God gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then in Deuteronomy 33, let's read that one actually. Well, let's read Isaiah 40 first. 40. So from verse, let's read from verse 25. And that's what we have quoted on the confessions. Isaiah 40 from verse 25 to 31. Let's read that. He gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. Well, let's read from verse 25. To whom then will you liken me? Thank you. Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Glory to God. Lift up your eyes on high and behold, who created all these things? Who brings out the host by number? He calls them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power, and not one of them fails. If those things don't fail, you can't fail. God is reintroducing himself to us this year. He's telling us, I'm the Almighty God, I cannot fail. And when I back up somebody, they cannot fail. God is backing you up this year. 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 You cannot fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. Once you get through the fast, And you have received direction, like Pastor Tinu said, you have journaled, you have received the indirect, you have written things down, you have taken notes, you have clarified. Take the time of the fast to clarify, to pray. Put all those things before the Lord. Lord, do you want me to do this? I commit this to you. Is this what you want me to do? Sometimes there are three ways you can go, and you are not sure which one. Like Moses in front of the Red Sea. Lord, what do you want me to do here? Remember that scripture in Proverbs 16? If you commit it to God, your plans will succeed. He will cause your plans to prosper. So ask him, Lord, what do you... So you go through the fast and you do all of that. And once you clarify, once you get this, this is why men sometimes, a lot of us believers, this is why sometimes we are stuck and we can't move forward because we're very energized through a fast. It's very powerful. We come out of it, we feel like we can do anything, but then we don't do anything. We don't do anything. All that power that has been built up, all that grace, we are supposed to do something with it. We're supposed to do something with it. It doesn't mean your life will completely change overnight. But the Lord may lead you to take one new step towards that direction, that place that he has. And then that one step can lead to another, can lead to another. By the time you look back 3 years from 2026, you'll be amazed what God has done in your life. It may not have changed in February 2026, but February 2026 was when you took the first step towards that radical, incredible change. You cannot fail. God said you cannot fail. Anyone I back, anything I back, cannot fail. Not one faileth. Say that with me, not one faileth. It's King James, but it's a good one. Not one failure. Say, not one failure. If not one failure, then I cannot fail it. If not one failure, then I cannot fail it. I know it sounds funny, but it's a revelation. It's a revelation. Let it resonate in your spirit. Yes, right. I fail it not. Hallelujah. Remind yourself every day. Hallelujah, I fail it not. I cannot fail. Failure is not a part of the plan. It's not a part of the plan. As we step out on this water, failure is not an option. We have to succeed. We have to win the battle. We have to. We have to go over. And maybe what we have done leading up to now has not produced fruits. Through this fast, we'll go back and ask, Lord, is there anything new you want us to do that we have not yet done? We are flexible. I don't know about you. I'm flexible, though. Failure is not an option for me. Every day I say to the Lord, Lord, is there something I need to see I'm not seeing yet? Touch my heart. I'm willing. I'm not stubborn. I'm not committed to my own way. Lord, is there something that you need me to know that I don't know yet? Reveal it to me. A fast is a very powerful time. A time of fasting is it because you are not just asking him. You can actually also stay there for a little bit longer to hear it, to receive it. Amen. Now your weekends, praise God, you know, whatever you plan, you know, it's not grocery, endless grocery shopping, endless partying. Anybody invite you to party in January, say, please, push your party to February. January is me and God. It's me and God. Move the party to February. Because if it's in January, I cannot come. I'm sorry. Any party you plan in January, I cannot come. So you have more time. Like if you walk through the week or whatever, and I encourage you, if you can, it might be PTO, it might be something, take one day sometimes, even during your work week. Take one day. Maybe it costs you, if those of you are paid per hour or whatever, maybe it costs you a little bit. Just take one day. During your this work period, this month, find one day. Yes, it might be PTO, it might cost you vacation time or what. Take, you know, just so that, especially if those of you who are in the marketplace, you are always working, just so that you have a little bit more time. Yes. A little bit more time. You are not just asking him, but you have. Should I do snooze? Not stop. I should do snooze. Snooze. I was doing stop, but she said snooze. So. Hallelujah. Let's read this. Our time is almost gone. That's my own loose snooze. I'm not snoozing a second time. And it's a 9-minute snooze, so let's do this. All right, look at this. No one failed. Go on to the next verse. Verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob? Why do you say, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, my judgment is passed over from... Like, why would you think God doesn't understand? If God understood my case, he would know how impossible it is. No, the Lord is introducing himself to us. That I'm the all-powerful God. No matter how difficult that case is, I can handle it. I have the wherewithal. Natural earthly circumstances are not a limit for me. The only limit I have is man. Your mind. Your mind is the only limit God has. But if you can believe, I can do it for you. Hallelujah. Go on to the next verse. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint. He is not weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 You can't beat God. No one can beat God. No one can beat God. It's one of the most amazing things. I think we shared a little bit of this during the watch night service. One of the most amazing things about the plan of God for you is not just a good plan. There's no evil in that plan. But in addition to that, God has a plan for every evil that Satan throws at you. He has a contingency arrangement to help you deal with every evil. Some of that evil may actually feel like it happened. Some of it may actually feel like it happened. So sometimes believers say, well, you know, why did that happen? Why did I lose this? Why did I go through this? Well, don't worry about it. God has a plan. Like Joseph said to them in Genesis 50, what you meant for evil, God turned it around for good. God turned it around for good. The Lord is telling us, I'm the Almighty God and I don't faint. I'm never weary. There's no searching of my understanding. And I will give you strength, the strength you need. Go on to that next verse. I will give you the strength you need. The power. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Somebody say, God is my strength. The Lord is helping me. Say it again. God is my strength. The Lord is helping me. Hallelujah. Now quickly go on to Deuteronomy 33. Let's look at that other one. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Hallelujah. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength. Look at it from verse 26. Let's read from verse 26. There is none like unto the God of Israel who rides upon the heavens in your help and in his excellency on the sky. Hallelujah. The eternal God, verse 27, is my refuge. And underneath me are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and he will say, destroy them. That is, the Lord will carry you through. You will not fail. I say you will not fail. Go on to verse 28. Israel then will dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down the dew. Go on to the last verse. Happy are you, O Israel. Put your name there. Happy are you, O Coyote. Happy. You see why we are laughing? You see why we are laughing? I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Why? Because happy am I. I mean, if I'm happy, why will I not be laughing? Eh? He said, happy are you? So say, why do you just keep laughing? Well, that's your answer right there. Happy am I? Happy am I? Happy are you? Who is like unto thee? All people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help. And who is the sword of your excellency, of your enemies, shall be found liars unto them, and you will tread upon their high places. Say one more time, happy am I? Let's read one last verse. We didn't read from the New Testament. Let's read two more verses before that alarm goes. He has 3 minutes. Let's go here. Ephesians 1. The foundations of your future has already been laid. So shift forward in line with the foundation that God has already laid. Shift forward. As you get through this fast, shift. Look at every area of your life. Line them up. Why do I need to shift here? What shift do I need to make here? Shift forward. Shift forward. Do I need to do more? Do I need to do less? Do I need to do different? Shift forward. Hallelujah. You are not helpless. We have already settled that. God said he's your help. He is with you. You are helped. You are blessed. You are favored. Amen. Now, make the shift. The foundation was laid before the foundation, before the beginning of the earth. God laid the foundation of your success, of your blessing, of your prosperity, of your promotion, long before you were formed in your mother's womb, Jeremiah said. Look at it, Ephesians 1 from verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Go on down, all the way down. Go all the way down to verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he may gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on the earth even now. In whom also we have obtained, verse 11, an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose, the good purpose of him that works all things after the counsel of his will. You are predestinated to succeed. You are predestinated to be blessed. There is a plan that has been drawn out for you to do well on this earth. Regardless of what's going on, there is a plan that has been drawn up for you to be established in destiny on this earth, regardless of the oppositions that you may encounter. Glory to God. He said that in Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 11. I know, well, read it from verse 10. For thus saith the Lord, after 70 years are accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and I will perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. The plan has already been made. Now you shift the gear. What do you need to do to shift the gear? Verse 12, call upon me. Align with this plan. Align with my plan. Call upon me and go and pray unto me and I will hearken unto you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found of you, says the Lord. I will be found of you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. I will create this shift for you in your life and in your new season. Hallelujah. Let's say shift forward. Say that one more time. Shift forward. Glory to God. You know what to do. I got to stop right here. My time is up. There's so much more to say, but let's stop right here. You know what to do.
Yes.
As we get into this fast, let's take responsibility. Every year, the Lord tells us this, take responsibility. Let me close out by saying this. Every year, the Lord says, take responsibility. If whatever you take, that's what you have. Every year. So every year, one of the things we do, say, Lord, what do you want us to take? What do you want us to take responsibility for? What have you created for us to? We don't just sit by and hope it happens. We go take it. What have you planned? There are things we prayed over for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And then we come to a point and we say, Lord, this year, what do you want us to do about this? Right? And then we just get up and we go take it. Why do we do that? Because we don't feel helpless. Do you feel helpless? How can you feel helpless? When God is with you. God is with you. Huh? The God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help you. He's with you. So you cannot fail. I faileth not. I like that. I took that today. I faileth not. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Come on, take it in this service. The fast begins tomorrow. Glory to God. Let's take it. Everything that the Lord has for us. Let's take it this year. Everything good that has been ordained for our lives. Everything good that has been planned for our lives. Listen, it's not according to what somebody thinks. It's not according to what somebody says. It's according to what God has planned for you. I want you to think generational. I want you to think generational. I want you to stop thinking just one moment, just one day, just one month, just one year. I want you to think generational. Generational. God wants you to make a dent in destiny that will affect generations after you. He wants you to make a dent in destiny that will affect generations after you. I want you to look beyond just one day, just one month, just one year. I want you to think generational. Generational. And then receive the grace. Because the grace is available to you. Father, we thank you so much. We lift you up and we exalt you. We adore you. We love you. You deserve our glory. You deserve our praise. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please hold somebody. Let's share the grace together in fellowship. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The shift is forward, people. The shift is forward. Amen.